Hey girl, welcome to the Get Your Guy Coaching Podcast. My name is Anwar White, but you can just call me your own personal dating and relationship coach. Each week, you'll hear actionable advice, tips, and strategies that you can implement in your own love life. I'm talking about healing your heart, dating effectively, and understanding men so that you can, you guessed it, get your guy. Are you ready to level up your love life? All right, let's go. Welcome everyone. I'm so happy that you have decided to join us today. I have one of my faves back on the podcast, Miss Vernie Anderson. I'm so happy that you're back. She's an amazing life coach and love catalyst, and we'll kind of go into what that looks like, and I'm just so excited that you're back. Thank you so much for coming back.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here too.
Yes, girl. Well, we have to get into it because you have been spilling so much tea everywhere on all the socials, especially TikTok. And I said, oh my gosh, she's talking about the things that the girls want to know about. And so we got to bring her on, and we need to talk about, you know, calling in your man, because they're, you know, dating, it's like, at least how I think about it, it's not just like the physical or the intellectual or the emotional, it's also the spiritual. And I just think that you like embody that so much in the work that you do, and like making sure that we're focusing on so many parts of our whole selves to dating and love and relationships. And calling in your man is like such a spiritual piece that I think a lot of people like don't think about, but it's actually a very important part of the work. So I'd love to, you know, for you to introduce yourself a little bit, and then we can kind of get into the spiritual calling in your man piece, girl.
So I am Vernie Anderson, the Love Catalyst Life Coach, and mostly my focus is teaching women how to focus on love, right? So I say I'm the spark. I'm the spark that helped them to activate that love within, right? And once they activate that love within and it's operating from the heart center, they could pull abundance of love in, relationship in, and whatever they want in their life, right? And so I teach about love, and I also teach about like womanhood and a little bit of intimacy, which I don't do that on TikTok because, you know,
girl, they'll cancel you, girl. They were trying to cancel you on Facebook, girl.
Yes. They actually canceled me on TikTok. This is my second account.
Oh my gosh. Well, if you don't know, I will put in the show notes our original episode that we did together where we were talking all about it, girl. We were talking about the power of the punani and the pussy. Well, you can say anything that you want on this episode, girl. On this podcast, girl. Yes, we were talking all about it.
So I just think when I put in love life coach on my title, I could integrate like so many things, because woman is more than just, you know, the love and the sex. There's so many different things that is just in our life, and we need to like embody all of those part of us. So the life coach part helped me to like bring everything in.
Yes, most definitely. Good. One of the things that I saw so much that was so interesting to me was you were teaching the girls how to call in their man. And I'm learning what we're not going to do on this podcast is go into the bullshit, girl. We're going straight into it. Girl, we need to know, how do we call in our man?
Well, first, I love to work on the energetical level, the spiritual level of stuff, right? Yeah. And so I believe that people need to declutter first. I know I don't put like every, I can't put like every sauce on TikTok all
of
the
course
tea.
Not.
But first... But first, they need to like clean their space like energetically, right? And so that, so one of the things that I'll do too, that I will ask them is that, hey, you say you're ready for a relationship, right? But on your bed, is there like pillows and clothes on the side of the bed where the man is supposed to be at? Right? And so if there is clutter over there, you're telling the space, right? You're telling that space that there is no space for that person because you have clutter right there.
100%. Girl, I had that situation. My bed was in a corner and there was no space for my future partner to walk in in that bed. So I had to move my bed. And you know what happened the next weekend? Girl, I had a love rendezvous with a Moroccan man that entire weekend, girl. Literally that move alone.
Yes.
You know, and being able to, if you have a dining table, you should have multiple places there.
Yeah.
Don't just have one, girl.
Just don't have one. Yeah.
So to your point about making sure that space.
Yeah, so I do that, and I do that with their closet, and I also do like a ritual like in their bedroom for them to like clean the energy, right?
So how can we do this instead in the closet? Sorry to interrupt. What can we do in the closet to make sure that we're calling in our man, girl?
Okay, so for instance, you want the guy, you want a husband, right? Because that's the aim. You want a husband, right? Or you want a good ass relationship. Some people want a husband, or you want a good ass relationship, right? With somebody who's
Yes.
living with you and it's loving. And so you need to fix your closet too for the space where your partner clothes is going to be in, because
Yes.
nature abhorred vacuum, right? And so when there is an empty space, it's telling nature that something needs to come in there, something needs to come in there, right? And the energy is going to pull. So you're going to set the intention, because you're working with the intention too, that hey, I want a loving partner, or love is coming to me from everywhere and anywhere. And so with the space and with all the other stuff that I make you do, you call, that person comes to you. Right. And you're going to be like, where did this person come from? But that's because you're working in the energy too. You're working in the energetics.
I love that. So, ladies, fill your closets to 80%. Leave that 20% free. Most of y'all are at the 150% mark when it comes to your closet, completely stocked up. Go through your closets. If you haven't worn it in 6 months, girl, let it go, girl. Girl, even the people that are not housed want some Prada, girl. So give it away and
Give it away, right?
clear it up to get your man. That's what she's telling us, honey. Let's listen to it. Please continue on a more serious note.
Yeah, so no, so they need to like clear their energy and their energetical field, right? And allow that love to come in, because sometimes the love is there, but just because they are blocked, their energetical field is like block. So they can't let that in. Also, I deal with the mind, because everything is in the mind. So if they don't believe that they are worthy, if they don't believe that that person is going to come in, even though sometimes there is no evidence, then it's not going to work. And that is what true feminine essence is all about, is that unwavering faith that that thing that you want, right, that you desire in your heart is going to come in.
For the girls who have lost that, no. I think
Yes.
this notion of faith is very important, right? I think that we've all been in situations where we're like, this isn't going to happen, whether it's love, whether it's that career, whether it's something else in our lives. How have you personally like gotten to a point where you've been able to reverse that and get into that mindset, into that belief that is so important to be able to be the woman that has everything that she wants.
So, I know the world, and especially with all these podcasts, right, and everything that you'll see, they will beat you down and make you not believe in love, right? But if there's a desire in your heart, that means God, the creator, whoever you believe in, know and want you to have it, right? And so look at couples, look at people who have love. Stop focusing on those people who are telling you every bad things about love, right? Find a married couple who a relationship that you want to see, right? Look at Hallmark, who talks about love. Watch those movies, because they activate the feeling within you, right? Or just sit down. One of the exercises that I have one of my person do is just to say, go to a cafe, right? And you see a person, and you just whisper by yourself and say, I love that person because of this, and I love that person because of this, right? It's a practice that you're doing to activate the love feeling in you. So you're just sitting down and you're observing, nobody's seeing you. You could have a glass on your face, but you're just like, oh my God, I love that person. I'm in love with that person. Or I love that person because of this. Oh, I love that person because of the way they walk. I love that person because of this. And if you see a couple, oh my God, I love love. I love love. Love is everywhere. Oh, love is just incredible. And you just do tap into, we got to tap into the energy, the frequency, and the vibration, right? So we just focus on love instead of all the nonsense that's
And
out
the
there,
negative,
right? Yes, because you have to set the intention and then focus on the attention, right? So they say whatever you put energy on, increase. So you set the intention that you want to call in love in your life, right? You focus on that, and that is just going to increase and increase and multiply, and it's going to come in. But we got to stop to work against ourselves and start to work with nature and work with ourself.
I love that so much because I've really truly felt that. Like there are certain moments where I'm in that frequency, right? And everything is like nothing matters. Like I don't trip about anything. So what I'm hearing from you is we have to make sure everything is love, right? This iPad is love, everything is love,
Everything,
everything
yes.
is love. So ladies, all the bitchiness, all the shadiness, all no, there's nothing. If you don't like a girl, she is love, right? Everything is love, right? The guys are not lame. They're not losers. It's all love. That is love. The frequency that we need to bring into the way in which we are going to live in it, to be in it, to be it, to attract it. I love that so much. Talk to me about the ritual, this water ritual, to really call in our man, girl. What do we need to do? How can we do this, girl? Because you know the girls are into the rituals, girl.
Yeah, they're into the rituals, right?
They're into the rituals, girl. I mean, I think that there were 50 million people underneath tables eating grapes for the new year, girl. And girl, that's a mess.
I didn't heard about that. But the water thing, you know, water is a powerful conduit, right? And so you could use water for anything, right? And so all I said was that, you know, you just get a glass of water or a bottle of water, it doesn't matter, it's water, right? But some water is dead, so you just get water, right? And you just activate the energy. There's energy with your hand, you just activate the energy and you just hold the glass or the bottle.
So let me just explain, because it's going to be audio. So she, you're rubbing your hands to kind of warm them up and to activate first and foremost
your energy, your energy, right? Then you just put it around the glass of water or a bottle. I prefer glass, right? Right. And then because breath is life, you're blowing your energy into your water and you're making it holy.
Okay. So you have to breathe into the water. This is what I'm hearing. Okay. That,
yes. A special thing. And then you just say, love comes to me for any affirmation that connects with you, right? Because you want it to connect with you and the feeling. So anything that connects with you, like I desire love, right? Or love come to me from anywhere. My body is healthy and whole, right? Money comes to me from anywhere and everywhere. I am a money magnet. So it's anything, right? And then afterwards, you just drink it. You should say this affirmation no less than 3 times a day, but you could say it more.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it's weird. Sometimes what I have found is that it's hard to tap into like finding those mantras that really do hit us. Have you noticed like in the work that you do that there are certain maybe love mantras where many of the girls are like, this one makes me feel really good. This is the one. These are like ones that really help me tap into that frequency and really make me feel that notion of love.
Oh, for some reason, the one that I use, that love comes to me from anywhere and everywhere, they like that one.
Love comes to me from anywhere and everywhere.
Yes. You know, or I'm a love magnet. But they seem to like the one where the love comes to me from anywhere and everywhere.
Anywhere and everywhere. I love that. Love comes to me from anywhere and everywhere. So that's going to be the love mantra for this podcast.
Yes.
Okay. And you were saying say it 3 times a day. So it sounds like maybe you can do this like breakfast or dinner while you're having your water. Because honey, you need to be hydrated in this new year.
We need to be. Yes. Definitely need to be hydrated in this new year.
Yeah. Okay. I love that so much. I love that. And you, one of the things that you also mentioned is that you can do this with money or anything.
Yes. Really? Yes. Yes. You can do it in money. It's not just love. It's not just with love. You could do this with money. You could do this with your health. You could do this with anything. So if people even want to have weight loss, right, they could say, you know, I release the weight from my body. I release the weight from my body, right? And just drink it. It's intention in the water, right? So you're sending love to your water, right? You're sending healing in the water and it's going into your body.
I love that so much because it really is about the intention. Just a quick story. It wasn't until I had like my dogs and my children that like my heart really opened up to a place where I was really ready to receive, right? And like I was living in that love frequency, as you so put it. So my question for you is, what sorts of work do you see in your clients that they have to do to help them get to this love frequency? Or is there special healing that they have to do? And specifically for Black and Brown women, since that's going to be the majority of my listeners, have you found like there are specific things that they really can do to help them get to that love frequency? Because no shade, many of them are not there.
Oh, God. Yes. First of all, they have this fear, right? They're so afraid to love. One of the things that I see too is a lot of people don't know what love is. So I don't know if this is your thing, but this is my interpretation of love, right? So this is mine that I use and I tell people. I said that love is a frequency, it's a vibration. I said, you can't feel anybody's love, just like how you can't feel anybody's pain. The love that you feel is your love within. Right.
Yes.
And so when you say you hate love or you close your heart off from love, you're actually hurting yourself. You're not hurting anybody else. Right.
Yeah.
So I get them to understand that the love is their love that they are feeling. So they need to activate like their love and to let go of the fear. I also say love is on the opposite side of fear. And so what do you choose? Do you choose love or do you choose fear? And when we were born, right, we came here as love, but because of everything that we go through and because of black and brown, we go through some horrible stuff, right? We go through some shit. So I do understand that the fate that they have in love, because they have been, we have been beaten, right? And we have been abused, right? And it's deep.
Yeah.
It is deep, right? And no one have ever show us how to love.
Yes, yes. I love your definition of love so much. My definition is acceptance.
Yeah.
Love is acceptance. I accept my partner. I accept my children. I accept my life, knowing that it is going to be 50-50, 50% good, 50% not so good. This acceptance of love helps me to tune into that frequency so much, and being able to be accepting. And so when I am working with my clients, part of my job to help them reach that frequency is to allow them to accept these men and how they're going to show up. They get to be overly sexual and offensive, right? Our job is just to step away from that, but we can accept them for who they are and how they decide to show up in this lifetime. It is when we don't that we create this blockage, I think, so much in love, right? So I love your definition so much when it comes to love. And I think everyone needs to find what feels good for them when it comes to love and really embody that as well so much. So you were talking about Black and Brown women and or our experience as people of color on this earth and how sometimes it's very hard because there's fear there, right? That we're like on the defense. Like even our nervous systems are like so on edge because it feels like there's a fight or there's an attack in every direction, micro or macro aggressions, right? And so like, how can we balance the two, right? Knowing like what our realities are, but still allowing ourselves to be in that sort of frequency, or at least how do you do it, right? As you navigate your own life and what do you kind of, how do you work with your clients to make sure that like we are honoring our reality, right? Mm-hmm. But still honoring where we want to be in our own kind of spiritual frequency and level.
I think what I do, right? When I'm in the outside world, I still have that defense. Because you always have to be ready for anything because we are black and brown. So you have to be ready for every and anything. But when you
They're
come
not gonna
home,
catch us slipping, girl.
Exactly. So, but when you come home, right, your home is supposed to be that safety space for you, right?
Yes.
So when you come home, right, shake everything off that was at the door, that defense that you have on, and then you come home, right? And so you either do some self-love practice, right? You either do one of the stuff that people could do to get out of the survival mode, right, is to put their leg up on the wall. Right?
Okay, like both of them, girl?
Yes.
Okay, I'm following.
You're so funny. You put both legs.
I'm getting deja vu from our Pussy Power episode, girl. Okay, yes, I'm there with you.
Right? You just go near to the wall and you put your legs up. So it takes the pressure off your heart. It takes the pressure off your womb, right? And it puts you in a parasympathetic nervous system, and it relaxes you and calms you. And to even makes it definitely that alone takes you out of the survival mode. Right. So that's one thing that you could do. For others, you could just sit on your sit bone, like your butt. Mm-hmm. Right. And you just rock back and forth. Right. Because movement, there is healing in movement. And then you could hum. You ever see when you're doing something that you love? What do? You
Yes.
You
Stay.
hum,
Yeah.
right? And you just hum. And so it calms your body and calms your nervous system and take you out of survival mode,
Yeah. Yeah.
right?
Love that.
And breathing. Breathing, this breathing technique is going to be so silly. You know what? No, I'm not going to do that one. I'm not going to do that one.
No, no, girl. Now you got to, girl. Now I need to know that. Now I need to know it. I was literally just listening earlier this morning to a Tony Robbins podcast, and he does some crazy ass breathing himself, but it works. And it's
yes.
so important for us because we're literally on the defense. So most Black people are half breathing. They're not even deep
yes.
breathing. So girl,
yes.
give us a silly breath, girl. Don't hold off on us now, girl. We got to know all the tea.
So one of the silliest shit that I do, right? I know people must be like, she crazy, but I don't do it online. Is that when you're breathing, you know, like how dog breathes sometimes with your
yeah.
tongue out?
Yeah.
They are calming their body and taking their body out of stress mode.
Yes. I love that.
Yes.
So if the girls don't want to do it in their house, do it in the shower, girl. Do
yep.
it.
Yep.
Do it in the comfort of your own home. Okay. We're just giving you ways in which we can calm you so that you can
yep.
receive this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the girls will do anything for love, girl. So it doesn't matter if that tongue is out, girl.
And so
I will. Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to heat it up, because I'm always about heating up and making everything out
Aren't
of it
you,
a sex
girl?
Bomb, I
Aren't
just
you,
can't
girl?
help myself. I can't help myself. So you go, you know, the cat cow, you go on your hands and knee, right? Just like a dog, you go.
Girl, no, I knew you were going to start cutting up on this podcast. I don't know why I brought you back. I already knew you were going to go there, girl. I already knew it, girl.
Go on your hands and knees, right?
And
you could do it without clothes, because I love to do stuff without clothes.
I know
and
you
just
do.
Long your tongue out, girl, and shake that little butt while you're doing it.
Uh-huh.
And shake the butt back and forth, like wag that tail like a dog, right?
Girl, why are you like this? I love it. I love it so much.
So you de-stress, right? And
yeah.
get that little sexual energy just moving
no,
all over your body.
No, I love this so much because it's actually really important because, you know, I hear a lot about obviously manifestation, but I would love to talk to you about what does that look like as it pertains to like a woman's cycle or even an orgasm, right? Because this is like the epitome, I think, of reception in a lot of different ways and receiving certain energy. So what are your thoughts around, you know, how to, I guess, find our love frequency and manifest through the essence of a woman?
The cycle, right? So I operate from the cycle, right? And so there is a certain part in the cycle where you could actually call stuff in, like when you're in your period, right? Because your left brain and right brain, they sync together. So it's kind of easier for you to like manifest at that time. So that's when woman is supposed to get really quiet. And that time during your cycle is that when you're the most feminine, your feminine energy is the height of
yes.
it, the peak right there,
yeah.
right? So they should sit down, right, and create. Their intuition is on point. So they should sit down at that time and try to manifest.
Mm-hmm. So this would be the time to really...
Yes, that's a really powerful time. And so what they have done, society... Right? They work against women to tell women that that time is really dirty and nasty. So a lot of women hate their period, not knowing that that is a powerful and sacred time for them. And that's when they're more receptive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the strongest and the powerfulest. And so during when you're on your cycle or when I'm on my cycle, everything touch me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Right? I am more sensitive to everything from
yeah,
the
everything
outside.
Everything is affecting you much more because you're just in reception mode.
Yes. I'm just in reception mode, right?
Yes.
And so I have to kind of try to spend a less time with people as I can. I don't really like talk a lot because my body actually kind of just, it's like I have like a brain fog. It's like I'm inside my body. And all I want to do is to kind of just sleep and to just rest, right? And my energy is like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the simplest shows, even on TikTok, if I see a dog, if I see whatever, I just cried because everything just touched me at that time. So that time is so powerful. And truly and really, I don't really want to be around anyone. And I will wear like a lot of clothes just because I don't want anyone's energy because I feel so much.
Yes. Yeah.
And feelings, feelings, right, is what manifests. Feelings is feminine and the thought is masculine. So when you put the feeling into something, that's what creates stuff and make it manifest and come in.
That's it. That's it. So what I'm hearing is, girl, lean into it.
Yes.
Use it.
Mm-hmm.
Seize the opportunity to be mm-hmm. manifesting in that time, mm-hmm. right? And that mm-hmm. receptive energy. I love that mm-hmm. so much. Girl, what about the orgasm?
Oh, so right before your period, it's kind of potent time, right? It's like your body is like ready, right? Because you're so like horny. There's like maybe 2 days or 1 day before your period where you're so hot and horny and you could feel like you want to rip somebody clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a better time to like for women to have an orgasm. The same thing during ovulation too. I normally say I'm not going on the street because people who are ugly is going to look pretty to me because I'm just going to feel like I want to do
something. Honey, she said during that time all the fours become an eight.
Yes,
all the
right?
sixes
right?
becomes the tens, honey.
Yes, right. Right. So I ain't going on the street. I'm staying home because I'm going to get myself into trouble. Right?
Uh-huh.
When I was single. But yeah, so that's a good time too to like have sex because you're it's better for you to have an orgasm. And I tell one of the techniques that I teach women is the Kegels.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you pump. It's a root lock, right? It's the root lock. So when you pump that energy and when you, I teach them like how to like really pull it up and go all the way to the top of their chakra, right? And when they hold it, they feel like a,
yes,
right? And so chakra. They are, uh-huh. yes, so they're increasing their magnetism, mm-hmm. number one. They're increasing their energy. So now they're going to feel vibrant and a little bit more confident, right? And if they do it and have strong muscles, right, they're not doing it so they could have sex with a guy or to make the sex better. They're doing it that when they squeeze, they could give themselves orgasm because the power of their muscle is so strong.
Mm.
Yep.
Girl. This is why I love having you on, girl, because we start talking about the things that nobody is talking about. But I think that's actually very important, right? That there are very, very powerful essences within women. And I think mm-hmm. that to your point about how society doesn't really talk about this, that we're not maximizing all of our power. Not our, your, and other women's power. I say our, talking about the listeners. When it comes to love and dating and relationships and self-pleasure, because to mm-hmm. your point, that's what it's all about, this mm-hmm. being able to receive. Oh my God, I love this so much. Is there anything else that you want to tell and talk about for the listeners before we go?
Just to say, like, if you're going to date, right, or if you're going out to call in your man or you want to date and you think that there is no good men out there, don't do it. Just go sit down. Just go sit in the corner and wait until you believe, right, that you could find your husband, you could find a good person, you could find a good man. Because if you don't believe it, don't do it.
I love it.
You're starting, you're already fail and you haven't even begin.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Yeah. If you don't believe in love, you can't fall in love.
Yes. Yep.
Period. I love it. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Now, for the people that want to get in contact with you, girl, and learn more about what you do and really embody all of this power that is within us, this receptive power, this manifesting power to be able to call in their man and to call in anything that they want in their lives. How mm-hmm. can they get in contact with you?
I'm Veroni Anderson, Love Catalyst. Go on TikTok. I think TikTok is like the best place to like find me. I'm also on Instagram, Veroni Anderson _ Love Catalyst. But TikTok is just where my platform have just been blowing up.
Yeah. I love it. I love it so yeah. much. You really are blowing up. And I'm so happy that you're on there and that so many people get a chance to see and hear all of these things that aren't necessarily talked about a lot. So
I
appreciate you. I love that you have come back. And I love what you are able to offer this world. I think it's so powerful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having like a lot of fun.
Good, as you should, as you should. All right, ladies, I hope that this was helpful for you. Please send me an email at amore@getyourguycoaching.com. I want to hear how you've been calling in your man and how you have been finding your love frequency. Now, with that said, I wish you all well, and I will talk with you all soon. Bye-bye. Hey, girl. Thank you so much for listening to the Get Your Guy Coaching podcast. If you like this episode and want to talk with me personally, please book a free consultation at www.getyourguycoaching.com/apply or subscribe and leave me a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Talk soon.